Welcome to English as a Broken Language, probably the least fluent podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iVoox, or any other platform you are listening this on. I am Miguel Ángel García Otalora, although my friends prefer to call me Miguel. Right now, I'm sitting on a train from Copenhagen to Esbjerg, and it is around 11 p.m. and I happen to be alone in this wagon, which is quite weird. I think I haven't been alone in a train in a while. Nice experience that I like, and I decided to take this opportunity to talk with you for a few minutes. Trains, I think, is by far my favorite means of transportation. I'm living now here in Denmark. It is really nice because it's widely used, is affordable, and it connects a lot of places. Hello again. By the magic of narrative ellipses, no time has passed for you since the last segment, but for me it's actually been one whole month. Because that recording on the train was on the 24th of January, and today is 24th of February. What happened? Of course, somebody walked into the wagon and I had to stop recording. I could have continued, but I don't have that superpower that others have to keep talking to the camera in the middle of crowded places, or in a supermarket or a mall or anything like that. And I think even if I had that capacity, being only with one person is even worse, because then all his attention is directed to you. So not my type of thing, unfortunately. So I had to put the recorder down, and some things happened in the month. I will update you on a future episodes, but everything's going really well. I passed all my courses on the semester with good marks even, and I started working and cleaning summer houses, and it is quite a neat job. Everything is going as planned, and that's the most that I can ask for. Let's get back to trains for now. I was really tired when I recorded that, because I was all day in Copenhagen, and you could tell by my voice probably. And I was also looking at the door the whole time, hoping nobody came in. That is exactly what happened. Anyways, I love trains. That was the main idea behind that episode, and this episode that is continuing on that. And why is it? It is because I have some feeling associated with trains that are like summertime and leisure, having fun and having less problems than usual. I'm talking about when I was a child. So, usually you didn't have, or a fortunate kid like me didn't have many problems, but in summer you had even less problems because you didn't have to go to school or anything like that. So it was 100% fun. what happened is I used to spend like 2-3 months every summer on a small medium city called Miranda de Ebro, Yeah, you might know the Ebro River. That is, I'm not sure if it's the longest, but I think it's the one that carries the most water. But I might be wrong. I mean, I'm talking about in Spain. But yeah, so that river crosses that small city. And yeah, so that's in between Basque Country and another region called La Rioja that you might know by their wines that are quite famous. But it was actually located in Burgos, which is another province. So it was cool because it was well connected. I mean, it is well connected, so you can go to different places from there, just taking the short distance train. And actually, to get there from Malaga, because I'm talking north of Spain, sometimes we used to go by car with my father and my mother, because my father, he loves to drive long distances. Yeah, so we used to go in the night. We went in the night a few times. Yeah, he was like really going really fast with the car. Because at that time, I think, yeah, at that time you didn't have any radars. It was the 90s. So it was really easy. And sometimes they even put some kind of mattress in the back of the car. My sister and I, we were sleeping in the car while getting there. And yeah, I think one time, even because it was going so fast, that the police stopped him and asked him, and then he was talking like really quiet, like because he didn't wanted to wake my sister and I up, and then they let him go actually. But yeah, but other times we used to take one train that used to be my favorite train, that is called the Estrella Picasso. And Estrella just means star in Spain, and Picasso is the painter, Pablo Picasso, that he actually was born in Malaga, but his, I think, most recognizable work is actually called like a Basque city, that is this Guernica. It's about the Spanish Civil War, how awful the war is and all that. So it kind of makes sense that was the name of the train, because this train was going from Malaga to Bilbao, so it was like going through the whole country. And yeah, and the cool thing is you could sleep in the train, that I think is something that is not popular these days. Because today, for example, you can go, I mean, this train no longer exists, because now you can get from Malaga to Madrid really fast, like 2 hours, 45 minutes or something like that, 2 hours and a half or 3 hours in this super speed, or not super speed, but fast speed, I don't know the name, train. But yeah, in the time was not like that, so they basically accommodate and prepare the train so people could sleep there. And I think I travel in all type of cabins, like different class, because you have all the classes, like 3 or 4, I think it was 3 maybe, probably. Like I remember the one we used to take was like a cabin that had, when you enter the cabin, it was like a sofa on both sides of the cabin. But then when came like the time to sleep, I don't know the name, this staff person from the train, revisor, we call it revisor, but yes, probably that's not the name, but anyways. So yeah, this staff person from the train just had to came into the room and set up all the beds, and basically the seat of the sofa of this sofa was like the one of the beds, and then you flap out four other beds from the walls. And so you have like a low, it was like a bunk bed, but with three beds. So low level, medium level, and high level. And yeah, six people sleep there. We were four because we were like my grandma, my grandpa, my sister and I. And sometimes I think they even bought like the two extra places. So we went along, but I'm not sure. I might be wrong about this. But other times we just traveled with other people and that was fine. And yeah, you have cafeteria and the train, of course, and all that. But actually, my grandma used to make some dinner at home. Could be like some sandwiches or maybe even some food in some kind of food container or something like that. And yeah, I think she even make like, I don't remember if it was for the dinner or for the breakfast the next day. She even makes like some milk with chocolate, but she put it in a reuse glass jar, maybe from marmalade or from, I don't know, olives or something like that. She just cleaned that jar and put some milk and chocolate, and then you shake it and you have like a takeaway drink, kind of, because we didn't have like a takeaway coffee or shit like that in the 90s. But yeah, and then in the train you also have like I think first class cabins to sleep. I think that was like maybe two people, but they had shower, which to me was crazy. But yeah, I think I took that once or twice. I don't think I took that more, and I don't remember why. Maybe the other places were sold out or something like that. I don't know. And then you could also go in the seat, and I did this once or twice when I was older, because I had to pay like the train myself, or kind of myself, with the money that my parents gave me. So yeah, I was like, okay, I don't need to pay the extra to sleep there. So yeah, but the thing is, like, this train was like from, I don't know, it seemed like a whole day, because you maybe get to the train station, like, and you get in onto the train like before, a while before the train left. So I don't know, it felt like so long that you were already there in the train. And maybe it could be from, I don't know, 8 in the afternoon or 8:30, and then the train starts moving, and then you arrive. So I arrived to this Miranda de Ebro, because it stopped in the way. We arrived, I don't know, 10 in the morning. I don't remember, I might be completely wrong, but it was, when we left, it was during the day, actually. And when we arrived, it was also during the day. So we spent the whole night there. I mean, the night is not so long, because it was June. And on the way back, it was September, maybe. So it was not so long, but so long night, but yeah, 12 hours minimum. And yeah, that was not even the last stop, because the train get all the way to Bilbao. But yeah, for me it's really like really relaxing, like I don't know, I think on sleeping, like with the sound of the train, and it kind of gives me good vibes. I think I've totally never used that, like, you know, some people use like rain sounds or shit like that. I've never used that, but I mean, I've used like for working, but not for sleeping. But I think if I had to use something like that, I could use like sounds like from sleeping in a train or something like that. And yeah, so that's my memories for this medium of transport. And when I've talked with other people, they might not necessarily hold these same feelings, of course. And for them, train is like boring, because they use it to go to work, or yeah, for them it's nothing special or anything like that, or they prefer to go on car or I don't know, things like that. And it's, for me, it's like really interesting how the same exact thing brings up different feelings for different people. I could come up with another example. For example, I don't know, football, that's gonna bring like really good memories to 8 out of 10 boys in Spain, probably. But for, I'm on the other 2 boys, and for me it was like feelings of not being socially accepted, or not understanding really, or not feeling interested, but at the same time, like, for others to be something so important in their lives that I felt kind of out, things like that. But it's objectively is exactly the same thing, like same sport, same medium of transport, and it can't arise like different sentiments towards it. So yeah, again, I am so happy here in Denmark that I can use the train to move around, and I have to use it more, I think, when the summer comes, to go to different cities and visit different places, because to the moment I have only been to Copenhagen. So yeah, I would really like to get to know other places by using the train. Trains, highly recommended from my point of view. That's my review for the day. Thank you so much for being there listening. And I hope you have a really... No, I'm doing wrong. I hope to see you next time. I'll record an episode, and I hope you have a really nice day.